This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A motorcade carrying the casket of late U.S. Senator John McCain is now headed to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial after lying in state at the U.S. Capitol building. AP Sagar Magani reports.
On his final trip to the Capitol, Congress's top two Republicans say it's fitting McCain is lying in the rotunda.
Under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him.
On a day like this, John would usually be bounding this way or that way, right through here, visitors turning to each other, asking if that's who they think it is.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were among the speakers as McCain was remembered at a service under the Capitol Dome, with his 106-year-old mother among those listening and Americans lined up for blocks outside waiting to see his body. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Trump notified Congress that he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks with Canada ended without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. The talks were overshadowed by Mr. Trump boasting that any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms, that the U.S. will no longer be taken advantage of in matters of trade.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
And more NAFTA meetings are planned. Brazil's electoral court has ruled that the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will not be allowed to run in this year's presidential campaign. Da Silva, who was currently serving a 12-year prison sentence on a bribery charge, had been a front-runner in the lead-up to the October presidential elections. Brazilian law does prohibit a candidate from running for office for 8 years after a criminal conviction. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is stopping its funding of a particular United Nations agency. AP's Mike Rossia explains.
The Trump administration is ending decades of United States funding for the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees. In a written statement, the State Department announced Friday that the U.S. will no longer commit further funding to this irredeemably flawed operation. The decision cuts nearly $300 million of planned support, and it came a week after the U.S. slashed bilateral aid for projects on the West Bank and Gaza. The U.N. agency provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency warns asylum seekers and migrants who have come ashore on the Greek islands are living in conditions unfit for human habitation. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley tells VOA those conditions are having a devastating impact on the people's well-being.
We are seeing increasing numbers of people, including children, presenting with mental health problems. We're seeing rising levels of sexual assaults because there is insufficient security in place in the sanitary facilities as well.
The UNHCR is urging the Greek government to speed up the process of transferring these individuals to the mainland so they can receive proper care. The United States, France, Italy, and Britain on Saturday condemned what they called an escalation of violence in and around the Libyan capital, Tripoli, warning that armed groups which undermine Libyan stability would be made accountable. Libyan authorities closed Tripoli airport on Friday after some rockets were fired in its direction. A spokesman for the state airline, Libyan Airlines, told and explained. The funeral for soul superstar Aretha Franklin was held in the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan, Friday, where on August 16th she died from complications of pancreatic cancer. AP's Warren Levinson.
A long procession of preachers, government officials, and show business stars ascended the pulpit at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple, sharing space with Aretha Franklin's rose-covered funeral bier. Filmmaker Tyler Perry was a friend, he said, because he made her laugh. For him, she did a lot more.
When Aretha sang gospel, something shifted, something happened in the atmosphere.
Statements came from Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Bill Clinton came himself, as did Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Chaka Khan, Ron Isley, Cicely Tyson, and Faith Hill, among others. Outside, a row of pink Cadillacs filled the street. I'm Warren Levinson.
In the latest push to end their use of race in college admissions, the Trump administration is accusing Harvard University of engaging in racial balancing and sided with Asian American students who allege the Boston school discriminated against them. Harvard has denied the bias claim. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.